We're training hard. The training camp is hot out here. We're learning the offense. You know, we're just trying to get better as a group. That's all we're really trying to do.
It's hard to say who the short yardage guy is going to be. Can you be that short yardage guy?
If coach calls on me to do that, that's what I'll do. You know what I mean? But I'm going out there to work hard every day to be short yardage, long yardage, you know, first, second, third down, whatever they ask me to do. It's my job to go out there and do the best I can do for the team. So if that's my role, then that'll be my role, and I'll do that to the best of my abilities.
You had last year you had two fumbles late in the season, one against Buffalo and then one against Denver in the first playoff game. Did the coaches lose some confidence in you? And if so, do you have to work to rebuild that?
You know, for me, I'm not a coach. You know, I'm just a player that went out there and I played the best that I could. Unfortunately, as a running back, you can't ever have the ball on the ground, and that's something that I know, and that's been since Pee Wee football. So for me, you know, I have to put that behind me, and I have to focus on, you know, what's ahead of me, and that's the future, and that's me holding on to the football. So I'm just going to go out there every day and run hard, tuck the ball, and keep it high and tight, and I do the best that I can. I don't repeat the same mistakes.
Even some of the guys got into it a couple of times. What does that mean? I mean, what do you think about that?
It's hot out here, man. It's long days of practice. You know, coaches are in your ear. Been in meetings all day, cooped up, watching film. You know, it's just battling. You know, we have competition going on out here, and any time that you have people competing for a spot, competing for a job, you know, tempers are going to flare. But, you know, we're a team. You know, we're just trying to get better as a group, and, you know, sometimes that happens, but there's nothing you can really do for them besides go forward, you know, take the coaching and move on.
When a guy like Brady talks to the whole team the way he did at the end there, how much weight does that carry with you guys?
Brady's our leader, man, and, you know, it's Brady's show out here. So for him to say something to voice his opinion, that's nothing that we haven't heard before, and he's only going to tell us the, you know, what's best for this team and for us to get better. So, you know, we all listen, we all key in when he talks, and because we know that at the end of the day, he's just trying to get to another championship, man, and that's what we want to do as a team effort. So we buy into whatever he says and whatever the coaches have to say.
Is there a fine line, Stephen, between competitiveness and doing something irresponsible, like a, you know, dog pile at the end where somebody could get hurt?
I mean, it's camp, man, you know, and that's part of camp. You can't really say it's a fine line because, you know, a lot of people say we're crazy to be out here playing this sport every day, but we do it because we love to do it, and, you know, sometimes tempers flare, but all we can do is just keep pushing forward. You know, that doesn't separate us or pull us apart. We just keep battling, and that's how we know that we have a very competitive team that we're trying to put on the field this year.